While last week's parsha dealt with the Mishkan itself, the structure, some of the furniture, quote-unquote, which is inside the Mishkan, the Ark, the table, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the candles, this week's parsha moves over to those who will be working in the Mishkan, namely the Kohanim. Led by Aaron and together with his sons, these are the people who are going to be the religious functionaries, the Kohanim. What this week's parsha deals with great detail is the clothing which the Kohanim will wear. Apparently, one can't just walk in and do the divine service with everyday clothing. There needs to be a uniform. There needs to be clothing which is special. There is, however, something which perhaps will create in our minds a certain type of ambiguity when it comes to clothing. The words which are utilized for different types of clothing, whether it be bigadim, or whether it be mi'il, or whether it be levush, they seem to have a connotation which has, shall we say, two sides to it. The word beged, which again, clothing, is beged, also points to a word which is bigida. Bigida can be translated as treason, or that would be in terms of a citizen. In terms of a marital relationship, it would be unfaithfulness, infidelity, betrayal. Why would clothing, a beged, point towards bigida, betrayal? The word mi'ila is connected to the word mi'il. A mi'il, which is also a type of clothing which goes on top, is connected to the word mi'ila, which means embezzlement, misappropriation, sometimes sacrilege. Mi'ila is the term which is used if somebody takes something which belongs to the temple. Why would the same words be used? The word levush, to clothe, is also perhaps related to lo bash, a lack of embarrassment. In order to understand all these connections, it would seem to be that we need to go all the way back to the beginning. The Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve, had a type of a persona, personalities, which are clearly very far from us. Before they sinned, we're told that they were without clothing, but nonetheless, it's not clear if they were what we would call naked. When someone's naked, they're very vulnerable. Adam and Eve were invulnerable. It says that they were without clothing, but lobash, they were not embarrassed. Boshesh is the word which is used. There's no embarrassment. Later on, when they eat from the tree and when they sin, there's going to be a sense of embarrassment. They're going to realize that they're naked. It's the sin which makes a person realize that they are naked. Adam and Eve, as soon as they ate, they covered their nakedness, a very primitive way, with a fig leaf, but they weren't clothed. It was only towards the end of the story, when they were told that they were going to be exiled from the Garden of Eden, when they were told that the world had changed, it no longer will be a Garden of Eden, and the world will be very, very different. And it's at that point that God clothes them, and he gives them clothing, vayal bishem, he takes away their busha, he takes away their embarrassment, he gives them sturdier clothing made out of leather. At least one commentary suggests that perhaps it was snakeskin, which would be very, shall we say, have a great deal of poetic justice to it. Adam and Eve needed to cover up. They needed to cover up their sin. But it was specifically after sin, when man was so vulnerable, that God clothes them in an act of kindness. It therefore seems particularly appropriate that those who will work in the temple, where the role of the temple is to bring man and God close to one another, that there will be special clothing. The real issue about the clothing is, does the clothing which is on the outside represent something which is pure on the inside? Or if there's some kind of a dissonance between the clothing that somebody wears and what's inside their hearts? When Aaron and his children, the Kohanim, go into the temple, they need to put on special clothing. It's not just to cover the nakedness, but the question will be, does the clothing match with what's inside their hearts? Is there consonance? Is the clothing over here a form of betrayal? Is it a form of embezzlement? Or is the clothing over here completely consonant with somebody who's trying to be close to God? Man, after he sins, should feel vulnerable. Man, after he sins, tries to cover up the sin. God reaches out to us and tries to take away our embarrassment. Are we going to be people who deny our sin and have some kind of a cover-up? Or are we going to try to be the same people on the outside as we are on the inside? For some of us, it means we need to change our clothing. And for some of us, it means that we need to change who we are inside.